How has God told me to handle this? What has he shown me? God showed me, I was worried about a lot of people regarding COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, and the whole political thing. And I said, Lord, I see so much deception. Shall I warn people? And I would be worried and upset. Like you can hear, I'm very upset and indignant about these things. Israel, all this false stuff. You know, sister, God's never allowed me to speak about these things. You know why? His judgment is on the nations. When there is a famine of the word of God, and I'm not saying that I am God's only man or God's only prophet or even a prophet. I'm not saying that at all, okay? But what I am saying is that I have seen before where I've had a message of warning for somebody, and God, as I made the message, shut me down from sharing it. And the reason was is because God's judgment is on that person. That's when you know you're at the end of the worst judgment, is when there's a famine in the land, when God pulls all of the prophetic word out, when he pulls it out. And all that you have today on YouTube is false. Think about all the people. I just got an email today from a lady who said, Michael, think of all these charismatic people, who these preachers that were prophesying Trump was going to be the next president. God told me. Well, they've all been proven to be false prophets. And you know what? Guaranteed, the next Sunday, the people were right back plugged into their church. If I would have said that, I would say, I'm in, I'm out, guys. I'm a false prophet. That's what the Bible says. And on the contrary, what I have said has come to true. It is not going to get better. It is going to get worse. It is going to get worse. I've been saying it for years, and it is getting worse. It is getting worse. God is not allowing my words to fall to the ground. I'm not saying I'm worthy of having my words being kept up. But the truth of the matter is that I do fear him. I do obey him, and he's given me insight. Those who obey him get good insight. Those who do not love money have eyes to see. Jesus said, if you don't get money right, your eyes are not going to be right. And your eyes are not right, you will not be able to see the light. You'll have darkness in you. Jesus sandwiched that teaching right there in Matthew 6:19-24. He sandwiches it between the two principles of you don't love money and you can serve only one master with, and don't store up treasures in heaven. I'm sorry, treasures on earth, but treasures in heaven. He sandwiches that with the principle on, if your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. If your eye is bad, your body will be full of darkness. And there's a connection between how you see money enables you to determine how you will see spirituality, how you will discern. God says there will be no competition in your heart between money and him. And God is not going to reward a person who loves money with insight and discernment. On the contrary, he'll allow that love of money to take you into a great deception. And you'll all of a sudden believe that America is so great and Trump is God's chosen agent and Israel is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And God looks at it all and he sees it's all death. It's all of Satan. It's all a counterfeit. And he has allowed this great delusion to take place to lead millions who believe this. Millions who believe this. And people like myself and Jared, we sit back quietly and we go, my God, these people are being so deceived and they can't even see it. They buy into all this historical nonsense. And yes, Satan can work miracles just like the Egyptian magicians. I mean, if he can take Jesus up on the Son of God up on top of the temple and just teleport him, if he can take him up to the top of a mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the earth, how easy could it be for him to infiltrate Israel and the state of Israel and the United Nations and the Six-Day War and litter it with false signs, miracles and wonders to get people to believe this lie? And all of a sudden, you don't even realize it, but you're on the wrong side of the fence. And some ignorant, spiritually blind, Orthodox Jew knows the truth that you don't know. Hello, we're not supposed to be in Israel. God called us out. We're under punishment. We don't go back to Israel until Messiah comes and takes us back. Has Jesus come back yet? No, he has not. If you learn to recognize a tree by its fruit, I ask you a question, sister. If I lived like Donald Trump, if every other tweet that came out of my mouth was just the most arrogant volcano lava of absolute hypocrisy and deceit, would you believe me? Would you be following me? Would you be praising me? If I was running my ministry like Donald Trump runs this country, would you be praising me? Sister, it's things like this that can actually prevent you from being able to really move on into deep waters with God. If God sees that you're loving that which he hates, if God sees that you're loving that which he is allowed to be a deception, you will never move forward. And then people can wonder, why is it that Michael is always hearing God like this and God is speaking to Michael and what God tells Michael comes to pass? And why does Michael have this exceptional faith? And why is this that all the things that people say, not me, And they would say the same thing about Jared. And if they don't yet know that about Jared, I can tell that about Jared and about other people who I know really know the Lord. We see these things. We understand it. We're sitting back and watching this. So here's where God led me to is, Michael, Michael, don't be a Martha, Martha. And sister, this is the word for these end times. God showed me all these things that people are so worried and upset about. Michael, don't worry about it. Now, I wasn't worried about it for myself. Didn't lose one night of sleep over any of this. BLM, COVID-19, elections, none of this stuff has kept me up at night or worried at all. I'm not worried about the end. I'm not a prepper. I'm ready for the end. I've been wanting to die for a long time. So I'm not worried about this at all. But I'm worried about Christians being deceived. And I'd be frustrated about it. And I'd hear some new teaching, some new theory. Some, you know, people say, Michael, do you think the vaccine is the Antichrist? Do you think Bill Gates is involved in the depopulation? Do you think about this? Do you think about that? And do you think this, so forth? And do you think, you know, that because Christians aren't going to take the vaccine, they're going to control our ability to fly internationally? And what do you think about this, you know, Out of the Shadows documentary about the Hollywood sex scandals and all these things? And people ask me about all these things. And constantly it was evoking a response for me to want to go, God, I really need to show people the truth about this. I need to show that's a lie. That's a deception. That's the wrong thing to be worried on. You know, you shouldn't be focused on that, all this kind of stuff. And the Lord would shut me down. And you know what he told me for me about this? Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away. Become a Mary. Jesus is telling me in the end times, become a Mary. Shut out all the worries of the world. The Bible says through the warnings of Christ, be very careful that you are not led astray and weighed down by a flood of dissipations and the worries and anxieties of this life. Politics are a worry and an anxiety of this life. There is nothing you can do in politics to affect any outcome down here that will be bread that endures for eternal life. Jesus said, do not work for food which spoils, but for food which endures to eternal life. There is nothing inside the name of politics or the institution of politics that is a bread that endures for eternal life. This is food that spoils. Yes, it may do some good, just like a ham sandwich or a fat cheeseburger. It may do some good to satiate you now, but in the end, it's going to clog your arteries and kill your heart, and it doesn't last long. You're going to have to eat a sandwich again. You're going to have to eat another one. Sister, God is telling you and telling me, and I'm telling you, you have to do this by faith. And I've had so much peace this whole year as a result of God showing this to me early in the year. So much peace to fight this battle. I can't be worried about all this crazy knucklehead thing going on in the world and still trying to keep faith. I have to fight devils. I have to fight temptation. I have to fight unbelief. I have to continue to be an example for other people and fight not only for my faith and my spiritual welfare, but for the faith of other people like you. Supposing, you know, I fail in this. What will that happen to your faith as an example that you've been watching for a couple of years? Supposing I, you know, don't watch very carefully my life and doctrine, and I get myself worried and excited about all these things Satan is doing in the lives of those who deserve to be deceived, and I take my eyes off of my own garden, and it goes to spoiling and weeds sprout up and my faith falls or fails or falter and I'm not able to keep myself to the promise and I shrink back. You know how much that would affect you and how much it would affect thousands of people? And it's the same way with you. You need to persevere in Christ. You need to be selfish and put the oxygen mask on yourself first. You're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ alone. Nobody else is going to be with you. You're going to give an account without having anybody else having a say in it. And you need to preserve and protect your relationship with God. And that means that you almost have to go into this mode of selfishness and allow the world to go by the way of corruption. Allow the world and politics to go downstream and you swim upstream. This is the way of peace. This is the way of Christ. And this is the way of joy and the way of obedience. And so you have to know that God showed me that I have permission to be a Mary and not worry about all these things in the world that God has not asked me to worry about, that corrupt, godless, pagan, heathen, hypocrites, counterfeits are worrying about. God has not asked me to worry about any of these things, sister, okay? And instead, he wants me to be a Mary. And he says, Michael, choose that one thing which is better, which is sitting at my feet, reading my word, and obeying my voice, doing my will for your life. The greatest way you can affect a positive outcome for the kingdom of God and help other people in this life is not to be worried about what other people think is important, not to be worried about what some other big Christian YouTube channel thinks is important regarding end times or the politics or whatever, or the COVID-19 disaster, but to be doing what I've asked you to do. Sister, I'm going to tell you this. It didn't make sense to me. I said, God, the world has got much bigger problems than hearing about my little story of walking in faith to get my little wife or to overcome this or to whatever it is. I said, Lord, how are you having me be so focused on telling the story of all you've done in my life when the world has fallen apart and there's all these deceits out there and horrible things that need to be addressed? And God just kept telling me, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset. And sister, do you know what? By faith, I had to believe God. I had to believe that it was okay for me to take my hands off and not worry like everybody wants to justify. Oh, but if you don't elect the right politician, then you're not going to have a good job. And if you don't vote, then you're not exercising your God-given right and freedom and all this kind of stuff. People want to justify it. Good. If you want to vote, go vote. If you want to be involved in, you know, godless, wicked politics and you want to pick junior evil over senior evil, go for it. I'm not interested. My politician is Jesus Christ. My hope is not in an American political system. I have no hope for America. I have no hope for Joe Biden. I have no hope for Trump. It doesn't matter who the president is. We're going to be doomed. COVID-19 doesn't care if we have Joe Biden or if it doesn't care if we have Trump. BLM doesn't care if we have Trump or if we have Joe Biden. All the corruptions, the love of money, the porno stars, the sex addicts, the drug addicts, none of those people care who the president of the United States is. Satan doesn't care. He's going to continue to perpetuate evil in the hearts of the people. And I have to decide, do I want to be worried and upset and weighed down by a flood of dissipations of things I have no control over? Or do I want to worry about that thing which God has asked me to do, which says will make an eternal impact, that will indeed be food which endures for eternal life? I had to shut my pride down to think that I maybe had something to offer on these conversations. So I had to swallow my pride, my desire. It took humility for me to do that. And I also had to be willing by faith to believe that, okay, God, if I trust you to do this, to just keep doing this little, what seems to be a minuscule, unworthy work, telling people about how you've worked in my life, in spite of the fact that the world's falling apart and I'm not addressing any of these pressing issues that everybody is so excited about, God, I'm going to continue to do it. Sister, I've heard from people that have been through trusting God in the wilderness three times. That's 750 hours. I've heard of people who go to sleep listening to it. I've heard of people say, I couldn't have made it without it. But supposing I would have addressed the COVID-19 issue, supposing I would have addressed this political storm, supposing I would have addressed BLM, it might have been interesting. It might have gotten me some more subscribers. It might have gotten me some notoriety. It might have tickled somebody's itching ears. It might have gotten somebody to say, amen, brother, preach it. But it wouldn't have saved the person that God wanted to save through my obedience of doing my humble little work of telling my story. If this won't preach as God's truth, I don't know what will. What I'm speaking to you in this message is truth. It comes right from the Spirit of God. This is the anointing of God even to give me this message. I can't just speak like this without the enabling power of Christ. I had no idea you would ask about this subject, but you can see it comes out of me like a volcano. It's effortless. It is by the Spirit of God. Do not worry about what you will say, for it will be the Spirit of your Heavenly Father speaking through you at that time. And I would say at this point, let him who has ears to hear, hear. Sister, if you can hear what I'm telling you, become a Mary. Throw away all the worries of the world. Quit worrying about America. Quit worrying about Australian politics and start worrying about heavenly politics. Fix your eyes on the things which are above, Colossians 3:1-3, not on things below. Don't have your eyes and ears and heart on earthly things. The Bible condemns that. Have your eyes and ears and heart set on things above. It's the only way I make it. Sister, I fight the devil. You know, you and I don't communicate a whole lot, but you can't understand how much I have to fight Satan. You get to hear pictures of it here and there, but it's constant. And if I were to be concerned about anything outside of just doing what God has asked me and keeping my heart on him through prayer and my eyes fixed on him and his word anchored in, I would have never made it. I don't want to be one of these other YouTube yokels that puts out a video just to get a bunch of views. I see people that put out these, you know, COVID-19, or all you have to do is put some end time video out. if I just wanted to tell, I could just go, guys, God gave me a dream about the end times, and put it out and have 150,000 views in a matter of a couple of days. It's ridiculous. God has told me, don't worry about it. You focus on me, and when the end comes, I will know, like a vision that I have in a dream that I cannot understand now. I will understand it when it comes to pass. Smart, godly, humble men like A.W. Pink and Charles Spurgeon, they all admitted that the reason they didn't teach on end times, I found this after I already found out that it's not wise to do this, that they didn't feel worthy of having enough understanding, and they didn't feel they were qualified to preach on the book of Revelation because they didn't have enough understanding on it. And they saw that anytime they ever read any commentaries on it or heard other people preach on it, most of that preaching was focused on unwinding previous commentaries or previous things other people had said. So refuting other people about why this person's wrong and you're right. And when asked, well, if nobody can understand the end times and they can't understand the book of Revelation, then why did God put it in the book? And Charles Spurgeon replied, to leave a stain on men's pride. There's so many things going on in this world right now that men are conjecturing about. Politics, all that conjecturing, all that rhetoric. Think of all the things that politicians and news anchors have said that never came to pass. And even if they did came to pass, it has nothing to do with you becoming more like Jesus Christ and making it to heaven, with mortifying your sin, with overcoming temptation. If I'd been concerned about politics and Donald Trump and end time videos and all the Who Two Witnesses Are and all this crap that's out on YouTube, I would have never made it. And that's why most people aren't going to make it, because they're sitting glued behind a YouTube video thinking if they know about Jesus, if they know about the end times, they'll make it through the end times, and that they know Jesus, and no, they do not. He will shut the door in their face and say, I'm sorry, I never knew you. We are in the deadliest, scariest times approaching ever. We are getting closer and closer to that time when Jesus says the master will shut the door and you will come and say, let us in. You spoke and preached in our streets and we ate with you and we heard you preach and all this stuff. And he say, I'm sorry, I do not know you or where you come from. You don't have any oil in your lamp. That's what he's going to say. You're one of those foolish virgins who don't have the grace to actually live the lamp, the word. And that meant you're not mine. And you're not going to get any oil in your lamp worrying about Donald Trump, the United States of America, politics here or in Australia, the end times, all these huge waste of time. Probably one of the biggest wasters of time in human history is end times videos where everybody's wrong, everybody thinks they're right, everybody thinks they're a prophet. It is the pride, disgusting, miserable pride of men that they cannot see, that men for 2,000 years have been trying to figure this out. They haven't, but there's this little man named Michael Criswell who, by God's amazing grace, one day I was just willing to hear the Lord, like Daniel, speak to me, go on your way. This is sealed up until the time of the end. And by God's mercy, I had the humility to walk away and say, okay, Father, I'm not going to touch this. And look how blessed my life has been, sister. My life is far more adventuresome than any end times video that you can watch, because it's just like a Hollywood movie. It's all based on conjecturing. And even if some of it's true, most of it's not. And you'll see a video that comes out soon that refutes that one. And then a video that comes out after that that refutes that one. And so it is with politics and all this nonsense. So sister, I just really, really gave you a lot to think about. And I would just ask you to prayerfully give it some consideration and ask the Lord to help you to see these things. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. And I'll send you another personal message regarding the other things that you shared shortly. Bye.